Akiva told me I've got to be careful because someone we're traveling with is not to be trusted.
Episode of the Fellowship of the Tabletop. We are a live play 5e D&D podcast set in the magical homebrewed world of Aerith. My name is Mark, I am the Dungeon Master, and I just take some party rings and Fanta. And also with us for today's episode, we have Callum, who plays the gnome sorcerer Folly Fizzabang the Ninth.
Hello!
We have Danny, who plays the human cleric Claude.
Hey!
We've got Will, who plays the wood elf monk Elfair.
Nobody loves me!
Ian, who plays Drago, the dragonborn barbarian.
What up?
And Darren, who plays the human fighter rogue Robin.
Holy spectacular tintagulation, Batman!
We got through the whole.
What the fuck just happened?
God damn it! It was almost perfect. So long, Darren.
So long.
You got to. If he so pauses, don't interject. It's a pinter. Pause.
That was beautiful.
That was slick.
In case you missed that, that was holy spectacular tintatulation, Batman. What the fuck just happened?
I thought that was
tintatulation.
I thought it was tit-tatulation. I thought
either. Looking back, it could be either. I don't know.
Oh, brilliant!
So you're making up Robin quotes now.
Well,
making up, synthesizing from like stuff from the 60s.
Are you happy? I'm spent now. That's me done.
Holy spectacular!
He has no energy left.
Right.
Shit happened last week, guys. If I'm being perfectly candid. And me as a DM, I mean, yeah, let's see what happens. I'm looking at a screen that's just blank. Actually, no, my screen still says the same thing. An incident on the way. Journey to Blackmouth.
That's true. There was an incident.
But we've not even left
it. I've had this screen up for the last 2 weeks. I haven't used anything on it yet. So I'll just leave it here. Actually, it says path there. And then I've actually accidentally mashed some of the keys to write next to it. So
new character name.
Ooh, yeah, some half-orc, nice. The party find themselves...
What?
What?
Are you foreshadowing? What are you doing?
What?
New party name for me, new character name for me, NPC.
Fuck,
I had me there.
Jesus
cool.
Christ.
Danny was having a little thing
there. Neil, Paul, Christoph.
Where did we find ourselves?
We were in our own rooms.
Well, I was waiting for a nice bit of silence to start, and then Darren started saying Neil, Paul, Christoph.
Sorry.
It's all right.
But where did we find ourselves?
Very good question, Ian.
In a room.
Oh my god, let me stop some silence. We found out. Oh, fuck you all.
I'm done.
I want to know where we found ourselves last week.
Where did we start?
In Drago's room.
There was the prayer. We started with the prayer.
Yeah, it started in the happy place. This is the most positive part of the whole episode.
This started out so slick and now we're 4 minutes in of bullshit round, so let's get on.
Enjoy the cutting, Marguerite.
We found ourselves in Drago's room, above, in the Cursed Camel Inn. Claude had fallen to his knees in prayer, and we travelled into Claude's head, into his psyche, to hear him ask questions to Akiva and hear the words of his deity, Akiva. We travelled back into the realm of the living, onto the mortal plane, and Claude was met by the image of Elfir and Drago speaking in rather mean tones to each other, more Elfir to Drago. This conversation became more and more heated, and Drago offered himself up to Elfir, saying, "Look, if you need to hit me, hit me." Upon this, Elfir took it upon himself to repeatedly punch an unarmed Drago in the face over and over and over again. Folly blinked back into existence from fuck knows where he's been and continued to be punched in the face. This is Drago over and over again. It came to a head when Drago's nose and face started to well up and bleed, and Folly cast levitate, entirely cast whole person, and the rest of the party tried to talk Elfir down. Elfir finally was released from the spells as cradled in the arms by Claude, and Elfir took a key, looked at each of the party members, and left to his own room after taking his share of the gold. The rest of the party had some small bits of conversation. Drago went downstairs to have a beer and then collapsed on the bed. Folly and Robin talked at length about the situation they just occurred, and Folly had also handed over to Robin a tier 3 spell scroll of black magic to help him. Drago had also given Folly his sword to look at, which is something that very unlike Drago actually, to give his up his weapon. Folly returned to his room, and the episode ended with Claude tentatively, as much as one can in plate mail armour, plate armour, isn't it?
It's the one
scale,
below that.
Yeah.
Scale armour. In metal armour, trudging down the corridor and knocking on Elfir's door. He knocked twice, and there was a click as the door started to open.
It is dark in there. I have not lit any torches or anything like that. There is just Elfir standing in front of his window with whatever moonlight or ambient light there is outside, casting him in a silhouette.
Like Batman.
Yeah. He appears to be stood, like if it was raining, if there was some pathetic fallacy, there would be. I believe it was raining. It was actually raining.
It is raining outside.
In fact, he's got the window open and he's letting the rain just slightly splash onto his face. And he's almost stood in quite a meditative pose. You see his hands almost, his elbows are out, his hands held in front of him. And he hasn't acknowledged your entry into the room yet. But you're probably aware enough to know that he probably knows you're there.
Thank you for letting me in. Can I sit on your bed?
You can do what you wish.
I need your help.
Don't think you're the only one in the party that does then, it seems.
In the brief time we have spent together, you have known and been far more confident in Aerith than I have been in my entire life in Aerith. And because of that, I sort of look to you for guidance. I'm not a very smart man.
Maybe you're looking in the wrong place, Claude. Maybe I'm not the person you need to be looking to.
Well, apart from kicking that man in the well, you've been very righteous.
I've changed since I've come to Aerith. And
from what I understand, it's just the kicking the man in the well. And a bit of dark in everyone's light. You like shadows and whatnot.
I've been alive for a long time.
It must be nice.
No, it can be a burden.
I asked for your help earlier.
With what?
I haven't quite told everyone the whole story.
Imagine my surprise. Nobody in this group seems to ever tell the whole story to each other.
That is what I realised. And then I realised I could trust you slightly differently than I could trust everyone else. So I thought it best I'd confide a bit. And then maybe you can confide, and it would be like giving a communion, and I could be your religious support for you.
That would be...
You say you keep gods in some way, maybe I can help that.
Maybe you can.
Would you like to start, or should I?
You start, Claude.
Well, so you know this blight?
Yes.
You know this Emberscar blight?
Yes.
The thing what we're dealing with right now?
Yes.
Well, it's not the only one.
No, we were told in a vision there were two.
Yeah, I happen to know that the other one is bigger. It's called the Ashen Scar Blight. And what I think is that it's not going to be just undead nasties. It's going to be bigger.
What, you mean larger undead monstrosities?
Something more, perhaps.
So perhaps creatures from other planes?
Yeah, something worse. And, well, I was thinking about that vision we all had and how...
Chenna.
Yeah, and how you're all meant to sort of help the world.
And then Akiva told me I've got to be careful because someone we're travelling with is not to be trusted. And I don't think it's you, because your emotions are guiding you at the moment. And I think if someone was not to be trusted, their head would be guiding them.
Maybe.
And it makes me worried. And like I said, I think I can trust you.
I've shared these worries with Robin as well, because I've had visions as well.
Right.
After the battle at Bleakmoor, I shared a conversation with Robin, because I think someone, and he has also had visions and warnings, and I'm sure Shadar probably had some as well. And I know you took it upon yourself earlier to take it upon yourself, but know this, it is not your recklessness that has caused this party time and time and time again to face peril, but I've been concerned about members of this party as well.
I don't think Drago is a concern. I think he's on a path.
He's on something.
Elfir.
Yes.
Claude looks you in the eye at this point.
Elfir's still stayed looking at the window.
He looks at you in the back of the head at this point.
Okay, yeah.
He's on a path.
So Elfir will turn around. His face is damp from the rain having come in. His eyes looking quite heavy and quite full of emotion. More than perhaps you've seen in previous days, but since seeing what he did in the other room, perhaps as much as he's showing. So what am I supposed to do with that?
I need your help. I don't understand this world.
And you've been in it longer than us.
You seem better at it than I do.
It's because I'm used to travelling from world to world to... Well, not world to world, but from where I live, I have travelled across nations. I have lived, I have been different people for my purpose. I have lived 6 times as many lives as a human, and I have had to do different things. I adapt because I have to.
I adapt because I have to. I've lived more than one life, I think. I need your help because I don't understand this world, and I think you're very good at solving problems for worlds. I remember some of the things that you said about the Sword Coast. Sounds like they could have done with you, and if they didn't have you, things would have turned out very differently.
I have spent my life serving the Sword Coast, Claude. I have spent my life in service to a greater cause, to save the Sword Coast, and I'm not there anymore.
No.
How do you think that makes me feel?
Maybe this is your reward. Maybe this is your next task.
My next task. I have travelled with Robin and Drago and Talia. And as an elf, I can rise above petty things. I live long enough. When they're old and their bones are in the ground, I would live on. But I can't. He's taken my name too many times, and nobody seems to care when it happened or now. And nobody should have the right to take my name.
I see that. I didn't understand what elves were about, so I didn't know that was a thing. I'd never met an elf before you.
I don't know how they do it in this world. But when I reached the age of adulthood, I was taken before the elders of my village, before the clerics and before the gods, I was given a name. Elfir is just part of that name. That is my identity, that the gods know me as. For someone else to take that is an insult against them and an insult against my heritage. Even my parents do not know my name because they were not there. They never knew. And for him to take something like that from me, sorry doesn't cover it. Not with everything he's done.
Does he know that that's an insulting thing?
He probably doesn't care. Look at him, Claude. Honestly, look at him and you tell me that he actually gives a damn about anybody else apart from himself.
If he didn't care, he would have taken off your head with his sword when you were beating seven shades of shit out of him.
But then he would have turned you all against him. And he wouldn't want to do that, would he?
I wouldn't have let either of you die.
No. But I can tell you one thing very clearly. In that room, I wanted to kill him.
I could see that.
Robin's made his choice very clear. He's siding with Drago. He wished to put our friendship aside like that, that's fine.
I'm not picking a side. I choose Erif.
And that's noble of you, and I wish my life was as black and white as yours was, Claude, I really do.
But if you, there's no Elfir and Drago, there's no Erif. You had that vision, you saw what Freystan said.
The world is bigger than just us, Claude. Honestly, do you think that one person, I mean, in this world, in this realm, in these planes, there are beings far more superior than us. It does not just come down to one person. Honestly.
The Master? He thinks so. Freystan? He thinks so.
Good and evil, the balance between life and death cannot just come down to a handful of people to decide the fate of worlds. That's not how these things should
work. Didn't it happen like that on your swordy coast?
No, there were people, like my people, who spent generations making sure that bad things didn't happen.
We are those people now, Elfir. There's no my people. Can't just go to some people and say, hey, my people need some help. We're the people. What would Shadar do?
I don't know anymore. He's dead, we can't ask him.
He's not dead. Well, he's not living, but he's not gone.
I know, he's in the plains of the dead. I know when we die, this is not the only thing. I know that.
No, he can return to the land of the living as he was.
Yes, you cast spells and you can bring him back. We have clerics with that power in our world. I just don't know what to do anymore, Claude. I'm at a crossroads.
Well, I need your help. And if you help me, I'll bring your mate back. No one else can because he's not with other gods. He's with my god.
But do I want him back? Is he better off? Because what if we fail?
We won't.
You have a childlike optimism, and I mean that in the greatest of respect.
I'm childlike lots of things.
Yes. But it's not like stories, Claude. Good doesn't always win.
No.
Bad things happen to good people.
Yeah.
And there's sometimes nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
All I want is to go home.
I'll get you home. I know how.
How?
The Master says if we help end the Blight, he will help us.
Great. A god saying, do this for me and I will give you this. Brilliant. Why not just hold us over a barrel? Because that's what he's doing.
The Master is powerless without the Blight.
Why choose us then? Why is there nobody in this world that could do this for him? Why did he drag us from our world?
Because there wasn't anyone in this world.
Are you telling me that there's nobody in this world that can do the things we can do?
No.
Then I pity your world, and your world needs to grow up.
So show us how. Help us end the Blight, and I will give my life to send you back to your swordy coast and bring Shadar back into breath.
I think it's something I need to think about, Claude.
I understand. Master's always willing to speak to people that need religious guidance.
I appreciate that. Sorry, DM. Sorry to interrupt you there, Danny. What cycle of the moon are we in, DM? Within the world, sorry.
It is the last time you remember looking out the window, it being a full moon.
Okay.
That was earlier on in this night.
Okay, cool. So,
it raining.
So it's probably still a full moon, okay.
Let's talk about your god, Elfir. Tell me about your beliefs.
Sahanin Moonbow is her name.
I'm sorry. There's no way in hell I would know how to spell that. Sabalim Luno.
Tell you what, I will.
And the moon bow.
Her symbol is a moon with a half halo across it, over the top. She's the daughter of our night skies, the Lunar Lady.
And what would the Lunar Lady say to people who are conflicted about their destiny?
I don't know.
What would the Lunar Lady say about anything? What would she say about Tuesdays?
She guides us. She's very protective of the elves, her people. She helps us when we travel. She watches over us. Even now, under the full moon, I just can't feel her.
I tell you what I'll do, Alfie. I'm going to make contact with your Lunar Lady. The Master will know a way out. And I will find some sort of guidance to give you from her. And if there's no way of communicating with your gods, by your means, I will be a temple for you.
Meanwhile, Drago will just mock us for our beliefs.
He is on a path, Elfir. I don't think mockery will be with him much longer.
No. No. Thank you for coming to talk to me, Claude. I didn't expect you to come and talk to me. Well, it's not... Your presence hasn't been unwelcome. I thought at least Robin would come.
I'm going to leave you a present. It's not just a normal teddy bear. Nor is Drago's. Look after it.
Claude.
You should look after it.
Just in case. You are capable of far more than you give yourself credit for.
But I don't understand how to do anything, really.
Does anybody really?
You seem quite good at it so far. You saved the captain. You know, you got us to Bleakmoor and I forgot the way. We're here now. I'm going to give you a teddy bear. Don't look it directly into the eyes until I say, though.
Okay.
But it's a bit fluffy. You might like it.
Just leave it on the bed.
Okay.
Claude will walk out.
Okay.
And shut the door behind him.
Okay. You just wander down, you go back to your room.
Yeah, that's Claude spent.
And Claude will go back to his room and close his eyes and go to sleep, really. Do you want to...
Wow.
You find yourself alone in the room. Knowing what you know, knowing what you want to do, knowing what you have done, knowing what you will do, what do you want
Does he get any sense, if he stands there and reaches out with his mind towards his dark patron, does he get any sense of connection to him? Does it I don't know, does it feel good? Can he draw strength from that?
Strength from what, sorry?
From that connection, you know, can he... Because he's still got this boiling rage within him.
Mm-hmm.
Can he... Is there part of that connection to his dark god that's trying to fester that?
Roll religion for me, please.
Because it may not be a conscientious thing. That was a 3.
Okay. You can't innately feel anything. However, the feeling of darkness that's been with you ever since your first connection has continued to grow, and up to this point has never been stronger. Never been stronger than when you had Drago up against the wall, fists hitting his face.
Okay.
Did it flare up to such a degree of overarching pleasure and power?
Okay, cool. That's where he's gonna go. Right, so Elfir will probably short rest for a couple of hours. Wait until dead of night when everyone's gone to sleep. He will then attempt to undermine the party because he knows that's what his master wants him to do, to scupper their chances. So we can do that with the players in the room, if you want.
Okay, just grab me.
First. So the sun rises, it's morning. There is an incident on the road. No, it isn't morning. Claude, you've just left Elfie's room.
Uh-huh.
You've quietly shut the door, and you've returned back to your room,
yeah.
Shutting your door as well.
Yeah.
Elfie, we go to you. You wanted the other party.
I was waiting for a couple of hours to sleep. He will take a short rest. I won't even sleep. It's literally Elfie is taking a short rest for a couple of hours. So I'm waiting until the quietest part of the night when everyone should be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm then going to cast Without Trace upon myself.
Okay. Is there a roll for that? Does that
just happen?
Okay.
It just adds 10 to my stealth rolls.
Okay, thank you.
I'm then going to walk down, leave his corridor, take his things. He's going to leave the teddy bear.
The teddy bear that's...
Claude left for him.
Okay. Could you roll stealth for me, please? Plus 10.
Sorry, I'm spending my Kai points, sorry. 22.
Okay. I keep that passes.
You
manage to definitely walk down the corridor without making a single noise. You pass all the doors and reach the stairs.
So, I am actually going to check the rooms. I'm going to put my ear to them.
Mm-hmm.
And check for Robin's breathing.
Okay, could you give me just a straight a perception roll with advantage to locate the room?
So, 19, 25.
Okay, you notice that the door opposite yours, which would have been B, yes, you can hear the distinct... Well, put it this way, everyone else's voice snoring is ridiculous, except for Tali, and you know where her room is, and Robin's. Everyone else seems to snore like some kind of crazed loon to some degree. We'll get into what Folly does when he sleeps on another episode, I feel, but we've listened to both Drago and Claude snoring, and so you would have instantly known them. You can deduce then which room Robin would have been as well, so you know you have identified Robin's room.
I will quietly push Robin's door open slightly.
What kind of episode is this
turning into? And see if Robin is.
Oh no!
Robin is.
He's done that, yeah, probably.
Dead of night, so Robin is asleep in his bed.
I will quietly slip into the room.
Oop, what don't you say?
Slip into the what? Do I see the bag of holding?
Could you give me an investigation check, please?
24.
You locate the bag of holding, it's just been tucked under the bed and blocked off by some items. Robin seems to have, not really in his usual fashion, but tried to have hidden it almost out of
compulsion. Out of habit, compulsion. I would hide the bag of holding.
Yes, and so, but I think given the circumstances, maybe the job wasn't quite...
No, given him, I would have fucking definitely hidden it. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you roll again?
24.
Okay. Rolling back on that then, this takes some time to find...
Oh,
Okay, if it wasn't really obvious,
yeah.
I'm going to cast silence on the room.
Okay.
So no audible noise can be made in that room.
Okay, you can draw anything for that?
No.
Okay, it just happens to you.
Spending ki points, man.
Oh.
So you've cast silence, so nothing in the room makes any
noise at all.
And the searching, you search under the bed, it's not there. You search around Robin's person, it's not there. Drawers, not there. Everywhere you look, no sign of it there. Because you're also high, you manage to notice with your dark vision that one or two of the wall panels made of wood, you can notice a discernible lack of dust on one or two of them. And Robin, thinking as you did, you manage to quietly pry open two of these panels and place within the bag of holding. The room is silent, so you would be able to pry these panels back without any noise and locate the bag of holding.
Locate the bag of holding?
You're taking it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I look at Robin. He can't say anything. And Elphir will open the door, which won't make a sound. He will recast Pass Without Trace. The silence will drop.
Okay.
Because each one has gone, so I'm happy to take another stealth roll if you want.
Yes, please. Another stealth roll, please. This with your Pass Without Trace.
Yeah. This is now with Pass Without Trace. And it's an advantage because of the cloak of elvenkind. So that is 21.
It passes.
3, 8, plus 10. 21. Elphir will walk down to the main area of the bar.
Okay, going down there, you notice most of the chairs are turned up and over. The bar has been kind of cleaned. It's empty, it's silent, no one's in there.
Cool.
Some light, moonlight is coming in through the windows at the front. The rain has stopped outside, the bar is empty.
Is there an oil lantern nearby?
Upon looking, there is one sat on the end of the bar, closest to you.
Cool. Take that tin and flint, light it.
Yep,
cool.
Successfully light it.
I'm gonna find the strong alcohol.
Behind the bar, you find two bottles
cool.
of spirit.
Cool. Pour it on the bar. Step away, throw the torch on it, and Elphir will leave the inn.
So you're intending on lighting
the bar on fire?
Okay. Okay.
Oh my god!
Okay.
What the fuck are you doing?
Could the other four of you please make perception choices?
Have you just gone big bad? You just put the nuke button into this! Oh my god!
And you're leaving.
Yeah,
fucking right you are.
You really better hope I don't see you.
Oh my god!
No, guys, come on. It's really straightforward, okay? There is an incident on the way. Off in the distance, the party. No, just.
What are we rolling? Perception.
Perception, please.
Are they at advantage or disadvantage because we're asleep?
Or you just taking it straight.
Yeah.
Just taking it straight. So I would say advantage because it's a loud noise, but they're asleep, so it's disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that's a.
Yeah.
Below, but it's a bit of both. We'll go on the table. Folly, what did you get?
Natural one!
Oh no, Tali rolled a 3 and got 6 in total. Claude?
12.
12.
20, not natural.
20.
Oh, thank fuck.
Thank fuck for one of you. And you all burned to death.
I've got a passive of 16, but I got 11.
You're asleep,
the
so you can't use your passive.
So it's got to be your actual one, so it's 11. Robin, you wake up, and the first thing you notice is that the panel where the bag of holding was kept has been pried open. You hear a loud rumble and a bang beneath you, and you instantly smell burning. What do you want to do? It's coming from below. You're very aware this is below.
I immediately get up and I immediately, as loud as I can, shout, "Fire!" And I'll start just ranging things. At this point, the bag of holding, saving my friends, is more important than any material possession.
So, you're banging
so I
walls.
Come out of the door and I start banging on doors and I get everybody up.
Okay. Could the other three of you, please roll perception again with advantage?
20 and a 1. Good Ross.
Fortunate.
2, 4, my god, Tali's dead to the world. Teenagers for you, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Tali rolled a 6. Drago?
24.
24. Claude?
21.
Folly?
7.
Yeah!
You're knackered. Okie dokie. So, this is the situation we're going to go into. Please, may I borrow a pen?
So, the moment Elvia leaves, yeah. He's using his full movement, he will be shadow stepping and going, and we'll discuss that later.
There's your then.
Yeah.
Get the hell out.
I'm gonna watch this.
Could you all roll initiative, please?
What?
Oh my! I'll explain in a moment. Did anyone get 20 plus?
23.
Drago, 15 to 20?
Woo!
15. Folly, thank you, Folly, thank you very much. 10 to 15?
10.
10 from Robin, Tyler's just below that, and Claude, what did you get?
3.
3, oh god, Claude. Well,
did you
makes
get
sense. Oh.
29.
Elfig got 29 in the initiative order, just
well,
in the event it's relevant.
Fuck you.
Anyway, he is off.
If you are asleep, though, you are asleep until you're awakened.
I'm sure the thing that doesn't include me is I woke up.
I
woke
up first.
The people who have awoken in the last perception check are awake. The people who are now still asleep are Folly and Tali, okay? Drago, top of the skill challenge round. We're looking at 14 plus to pass, 6 passes to 5 fails. You're using skills you are proficient in. What would you like to do? You can smell smoke, you can hear banging in the corridor opposite you, and you can hear the very distinct voice of Robin chanting, fire, fire.
Okay, so Drago would instantly get up and reach for his sword and realise that it's not on his back. Because he gave it to Folly, but instinct takes over when he gets woken up, startled. He reaches for the sword, grabs thin air, takes a moment to come to his senses, and as you said, he starts to smell the smoke. He hears Robin shout, just assumes that, obviously, danger, the bar's on fire, so he rushes out of the room.
You can see from your position outside in the corridor now, down the stairs, you can see the licks of flames, the amulet of the flames that are downstairs in the bar area.
I'm going to rush towards the sounds, I assume, of the flames licking up on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And from the balcony on top of the stairs, look at it and use my perception to see how long we've got to get out.
Nice. Yep, roll for that. I like that.
11.
That is not high enough. As you look down, the flames leap slightly higher and the smoke and acrid air burns into your eyes and you have to step back and shut your eyes to push out the pain of the smoke, now billowing, black billowing smoke that's coming off the bar. You do catch a glimpse of it though, and the flames are quite high at this point on the bar area. The rest of the bar is clear, okay? But that does count as one fail. Next up, Folly, you're asleep, so you don't get a go, unfortunately. Robin, your turn. You banged, you shouted fire, fire, fire.
Okay.
You hear one door open and steps downstairs. What do you want to do?
I come out and I immediately, upon not seeing anybody, my instincts to who I would protect first kicks in, and it's purely instinctive, please don't take this personally. I go to Talia's door and I'm going to use sleight of hand to force the door open if it's locked, just to get in there and get her out of there.
Absolutely, yep, go for that, thank you.
That's going to be good. That's a 19 plus 13, so
hell
30,
yeah.
30 plus.
Wow, yes, absolutely. The door literally, it's almost without pausing, the door is open.
So what I would have done is I would have grabbed my things and immediately, without even thinking, I flicked the thieves' tools off my belt and then take it personally, Talia, and into the room.
She's there, just conked out, asleep, dead to the world. On the bed there, yeah.
Do I have any more to say or?
No, that's it. Sorry, yes, that's right.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Robin. Tali is still asleep at this point. She's going to roll to see if she wakes up. She does wake up, but that's going to be all her turn. Kyogre is sitting up and going, Robin, what are you doing? Claude, you woken up.
Yes, Claude would have heard the shouts of fire and movement, leapt out of his bed, picked up his chamber pot full of urine, and run towards the centre of the fire with liquid in his hand, ready to throw over it.
Okay.
So, running downstairs into the bar, gonna make a beeline for the kitchen eventually to get more liquid,
mm-hmm.
but an athletics check, sort of grab, rush, get down, lob a big ball of liquid into the center of the fire.
Okay,
sort
of
thing.
I'll go for that, yeah.
Just like gorilla his way down.
Uh-huh.
That is a 17.
Oh, thank God.
17 does pass. You rush down the stairs, you throw this chamber pot, not all the way down the stairs, so you can kind of lean over the balcony, the dragon was up, tip your chamber pot over, putting out a small section of the flames in that area. But as you've done that, you've noticed the flames have started to spread through, down off the bar, onto the area where you would stand to order drinks from. So the whole bar area, the big barrels up behind, are now totally ablaze as the flames seem to make their way through the space.
That's also make it be like for the kitchen, more like taps,
the
pumps.
The kitchen is behind the bar. It's the area that's all on fire at the moment. You'd have to go through the fire
right.
in order to get through it. And these flames are quite vicious at this point, as the whole bar is made of this wooden material.
Okay.
You also notice the flames have started to move along the bar. If you remember this room, the staircase, as you walked into the bar area, there's a long table in the middle, and then off to the left and up were the stairs. The bar kind of took along that back wall as well. That whole bar area is lit on fire, and the flames are starting to move forward. With each turn, basically, the flames, each failure, they move double. With each pass, they don't move at all. The flames are starting to spread out into the bar area, okay? And the flame has started to move more towards the stairs. Not there yet, but it's moved off the table, off the bar area, towards the stairs. That's the kind of trajectory of it, okay? Thank you for that, though. And that you've noticed from the failure that happened before.
Barbarian.
But that's what you've noticed from the failure that happened before. Thank you very much, Claude, for that pass. Drago, your turn, what would you like to do? You passed Claude on the stairs coming down.
Have I seen everything that Claude's just
done? Thrown his chamber pots and put a bit of the flames out as your eyes blink through the smoke.
So I've seen the amount of fire down below.
Yes, you have.
What's the building made out of?
Wood. And plaster.
Okay. So Drago is going to see Claude do this, see the flames rising up, make some quick, beautiful mind calculations in his head, and realise that there might be only one way out. And so he's at one end of the hallway, am I correct? Mm-hmm. On the top floor, and the building's made of wood and plaster.
Yep.
He's going to run as hard as he can to the other end. And the idea is to shoulder through the wood to make an opening.
Okay, yep, roll. What are you rolling for that?
Survival?
Survival's more of the I'm in the woods.
You want athletics, don't you?
Food. Yeah, something
like that. Can I use animal handling on myself as a dragon?
He's not a skill monkey, the barbarian.
I can't shout at a wall with intimidation.
Fall down!
Okay, no, wait.
Could he have like his patient saving throws?
No. Let's keep the check as is. Okay.
You're so OP in combat, anything.
Thank you. Yeah. Bring it back to Earth. You're gonna die in a burning building. You didn't have the skills for this, did you, barbarian?
No shade on death for you.
You've used your ice breath already!
You can use a skill you're not proficient in, but it's with disadvantage. You roll twice at the lowest. But you can still add your proficiency. Sorry, you can still add your plus to it, if you know what I mean. So you could use athletics if you got a plus one to it, but you'd be rolling with disadvantage. If you find yourself really stuck.
Hold that for me as well, just saying.
Yeah.
I just think, if I'm thinking as Drago and I'm looking at this in my head, these flames licking up the stairs, and even if I manage to find a path through the fire, there's no guarantee that everyone will be able to follow.
I've got a rope! Drago's just suddenly, he's going through, what have I got? I've got a rope!
Sets on fire.
He runs towards his room, because he knows there is a window there, and he opens the window, and he throws the rope out. And if the window doesn't seem like big enough, he's going to shoulder the window and use athletics then. But I want a rope out of the window. Help me with my sticks. I've got a rope.
Okay.
Survival and a rope.
I'll give you survival for that. So go on then, roll for survival, now watch him fail it. Roll for survival, just regular for this.
23!
That's a pass! Well done, that's three passes, one failure.
Really,
as I'm doing that, can I shout to everyone, there's a rope set up in my room!
Okay, thank you, the flames get higher. Next turn, follow, you're still asleep.
Yeah.
Give me a roll perception, because the people have been shouting and banging a lot. You still won't get to do anything this turn, but...
9.
Hey.
Do not wake up.
Oh shit, you're gonna be rolling a new character.
No, I like Molly.
Join me.
Robin is at this stage not his thoughts.
You won't
even the adrenaline won't even turn to folly, I'm sorry, buddy.
You hear me?
I would at this point of investigation while this is happening, I would also be looking for a way out, potentially the window, how far it is to the floor, and I'll then take it from there.
Okay, investigation you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, go for it.
How's a natural 20 plus 10, 30.
And this, yeah, so there's a natural, mm-hmm. a normal pass. Mm-hmm. You look out the window and notice this is only a floor up. The floor is muddied, you can see some barrels out of the window that possibly might be of reach. You understand at this point that all these rooms have windows and therefore they all can open. You've seen them open. You've experienced them opening a Drago's room, and you could, in theory, jump from them.
Having seen that, I would turn round and I would go straight to one of my arrows and I'd pluck a feather off it and I'd give it to Talia, knowing she's good with low-level spells, and I would go, feather fall out of this window now. And that's the end of my turn.
Oh, shit. I look stupid with my rope.
Whereas you're mocking at magic now.
Yeah.
She looks at you and goes, feather what?
It's low level, it's a level 1 spell.
I don't have that spell. I don't have that spell.
You know when he gets an item in Skyrim, it's like, you can't use this.
You give her the feather and she's over encumbered.
you hear that combat music and you're like, what? What? No one's here.
Never should have come here.
Doesn't actually weigh that much, but somehow it drags her all the way over.
Tali comes to her senses, it's her turn now anyway, and kind of blearily blinks through it, takes a feather, what? And then smells what's happening, quickly, in an instant, dashes to her book and goes to her transmutation section, flips the book open, first level, runs a hand over it, nods to you, opens the window, holds the feather in her hand, and her eyes start to roll back, the feather just lights and just disintegrates into nothing as she looks to you now with a likeness to her and just kind of falls backwards out of the window, out of view.
What?
End of her turn. Claude, your turn. We're on 5 passes, 1 failure. Then.
Okay.
What do you have to do?
Go on, Derek.
I said, could I add, I probably would have followed as part of that, because I would have gone with her.
You can't, yeah.
Oh, okay. Fair
also,
enough.
I think we might have failed more. I failed.
Sorry.
Once I know that.
Yeah, I've got a failure.
Mm-hmm.
He's been asleep.
I've been asleep. Yeah, not failed.
He's not been able to roll to fail. Okay.
Sorry.
Which might work out in your favour.
Yeah.
Unless he gets left.
So... I'm down in the main part of the pub.
Mm-hmm.
Fire's in front of me in the bar.
Yep.
Clearly I can see the door is open with
yep.
that Elthir escaped.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I'm starting
doors
to
are open.
Deduce
yeah.
that it's open.
Yes. But nobody's seen Elthir yet, but yes, fine.
I'm going to walk out the front door.
Okay.
Reach into my bag and put on my executioner's mask. Look up to the window, which was Elthir's window facing out. This part of the street?
Finder was facing the opposite. yes, it was. It was facing out to the street.
Could look up at the window. Is the window been closed or is it still open?
The window is closed.
No, it's
sorry, I left it open. Yeah, the window is open.
I'm going to, yeah, look at it for a few moments, try and figure out if he had something to do with it. And then I'm just going to cast Thaumaturgy on myself, so my voice is 3 times as loud,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to intimidate the nearby area and tell them to move away from the burning inn.
Okay, nice. What,
and just like make like a perimeter of safety for people who would be sleeping in nearby
establishments. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, that's sick.
That sounds amazing.
Didn't roll that good. It's only an 8.
And it's a failure.
Shut up, you idiot.
As the flames get higher, mm. a larger portion of the bar area is now alight. It's not quite reached the stairs yet, but the flames are kind of spreading. There's a path around the edge that you could still go back into if you needed to.
Right.
Thank you for that, Drago. Top of the round. Your rope's there. You've shouted out. What do you want to do?
Noticing that... Oh, I'm going to have to dip into this now. Noticing that no one has come to my room, I start to worry about everyone else. So I'm going to... I want to basically help me out with this. I want to check in every room, so I want to check in Elthir's, Robin's. Have I heard anyone?
You saw
Claude
and Robin.
I don't need to check Claude. Have I seen Robin?
I shaved the shout, so you know I'm mobile.
So Robin's okay. I know Robin's okay. I know Claude's okay. I need to check on Elthia, Folly.
That's it.
And
Talia's.
You want to dart
into the room. You knew that Robin went into Talia's room.
No.
No, he wouldn't have known that.
Right.
You want to dart into their room, so I'd say acrobatics.
Okay.
Would that work?
It's going
to
be a deception.
You'd have to go into it.
Yeah.
A disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Oh, gods. Roll with me.
Natural one.
Okay. You bring yourself out of the doorway, but in your bleary-eyed state still from feeling the perception check earlier on, you trip and fall into the doorway, falling against the ground now, which is warm with smoke smouldering up through the cracks in the floorboards.
I don't particularly like heat, either.
No, I bet you don't, yeah. That's another failure.
Fucking hell.
Three failures now. Folly, can you roll to wake up, please?
You do need it.
I fucking do need it. Will somebody come and wake me the fuck up?
I'm trying! I'm on the floor! So, Folly, you're still asleep, three rounds in.
Fuck's sake!
Well, would he have heard my screaming?
Oh, could you roll for that as well? Give that with advantage. You roll again.
Will you bin that dice?
Jesus. Were you drunk?
Did you roll?
Two.
Oh, Callum. Gave you a chance.
He was studying the sword until the wee hours of the morning.
Exactly.
He's very, very tired.
Robin, your turn.
Okay, I'm going to leap out the window and catch the drift of the feather fall. So I drift to the floor as well. And then immediately I...
The way you position your body, listeners,
like
just
I've
so you know,
out the window.
It's the way that Darren has positioned his body as he's talking and describing how he's fallen out the window. Is like the Silver Surfer in Fantastic Four. He's just edged himself down, no side, and is rippling through the air.
He's edging himself.
Wow.
As I land, I am going to, all of a sudden, look to Talia and say, Folly. And immediately I'm going to go...
I'm Tali.
I'm going to look to you, Tali. I'm going to look to Tali, and I'm going to all of a sudden... You see a serious emotion drift over Robin's face as he goes... The other's Folly. And I'm going to go, I need you, girl. And I'm going to summon Nura, my hawk. And I'm going to send her around the outside of the building... Robin's eyes go back and he goes back into the bird, and I'm going to send Nura around the building to find Folly, which I've just used investigation, so I can't use that again, can I? Can I add survival to that as I'm technically in a hawk?
Or animal handling?
Animal handling, I'm not proficient.
I'll give you that. Yeah, I'll give you survival. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're searching for something. Mm-hmm. Like that.
Come on, the sense of size, that natural one. Okay, that is... A 17.
That's passed. You manage to locate Folly. You know his room, you see which room he's in, and he's still conked out. Now you might think due to the smoke rather so much than the fact that he's still asleep.
Nira's going to use her beak to tap on the window, frankly.
Please may you roll with advantage.
Use this!
And this.
Roll both those dice, but they're both on now.
Take this and this. It's
okay,
you.
One worked.
Okay, one slightly worked. This one. It gave me an 11.
Okay, what's your perception?
I don't get a boost to perception.
Oh my god, you're... And what was the other dice roll?
Natural one.
He's gonna die.
I'm so sorry. I didn't...
You shut up!
Stop there,
I'm
Will.
Gonna fucking kill
you.
I really am.
Yeah. I am.
You don't set a pub on fire and then be sorry about it.
Yeah. You do. The bottom of the bar is now totally engulfed in flame. We have our six passes, but now it runs out in time. But what I want to do is a quick reset of the skills we used.
I'm sorry, skills we used?
Lol. We're going to stay in the same initiative order. We're going to continue. Doesn't matter how many passes or failures you get. Actually, it does, because your failures will minus 10 seconds off your overall time. You've got 5 minutes of actual play time to try and get Folly out before he starts making death-saving throws. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 minutes.
starting.
Is it? Wait, before we do that, is it still with
disadvantage if you use something you're not?
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
But you can use it. You've got to explain to me why and how you're going to use it. I can disagree with the choice.
And be succinct.
Yeah, I would. I can disagree with it and say no, that's not an effective use of that. You've got to come up with something else. You've got 5 minutes.
Can we use spells? On.
You can use yes, but that's got to be then used with our basically an arcana check.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm ready.
Going to go from Tali. Tali's going to start. Oh, no, actually, I'm taking Tali out of this. She's not going to be useful. She's further stepped and she's out. She's fine. She's out. She's safe. We're going to go straight to Claude on this one. So Claude, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
Are you ready to go? Okay, the timer starts now.
Okay, I'm going to use Thaumaturgy this time to cause a bolt of, well, a rumble of thunder inside Folly's room.
Okay, lovely. Give me a Arcana check on that, please.
That is a 14.
14 meets, it beats. Folly, could you give me a perception check, please?
14.
14, you are awake. You are awake. You are awake. Next person up. Drago, your turn.
Where I collapsed on the floor, who's the nearest room to me out of Elthir, Folly and Tali?
They're all on the other side of the building. You came out on the other side of the building the same. Sorry.
What's the closest room?
Elthir's door.
Okay, I want to use athletics and just knock through the door. Just run at it.
You're still upstairs, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you jump? Yeah, you haven't jumped out. Okay, go for it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
That still
fine.
Works. Is it a disadvantage?
Yes.
12.
That fails, unfortunately. You bash into the door, and the smoke inhalation is starting to get to you now as you bounce back off the door. And you
Elthir, get up! The bar's on fire!
Folly, your turn. You're awake. The place is on fire. Your room is filled full of smoke. What do you want to do?
There's a window in my thing, isn't it? I'm basically going to, at the very first instance, try and throw my... Well, try and get up there, throw my rucksack out.
You would notice there's a hawk as well.
Yeah, there's a hawk drastically knocking on there. It's like, fair enough, open the window, climb as best I can, throw my rucksack out, run out into the hallway and basically just start casting control fire just to try and reduce the actual amount of shit that is going down right
the
now.
The stairs are now engulfed as well, so you can see the flames licking up now. Could you give me an Arcana check, please?
Yes, I can, and I am not failing. I'm going to do it with advantage as well. Now I'm going to use my Tides of Chaos.
Tides of Chaos, okay.
And... Ooh, so that's a 14 for the one roll anyway.
Okay.
And 19, so 14.
That's a pass. You push the flames back down the stairs, giving you a bit more time and knocking off the tribute of one of the fails.
Great.
Still in the house there. We've got your turn gone. Robin, your turn. What do you want to do?
Okay, I can see through the hawk's eyes that Folly and Drago are now in the corridor. Okay, so what I'm going to do is he's going to go into the room and he's going to use... I'm going to use sleight of hand. To within the hawk sense to come in and tug at Folly to try and get him and Drago's attention to go back towards the window.
Gotcha. Okay, go for it.
2 luck points. Do I need them? No. That is a 27.
You pass. You manage to get both their attentions, and they seem to get the idea that the hawk is kind of intimating towards the window.
And it flies out the window at urgency. This
okay.
To say, what the fuck are you doing?
Thank you very much, Robin. Claude, your turn. You're outside. Is there anything you want to do while sat here?
Can I see anyone?
From your position, no. Everyone else is around the back, other side of the house. You can see Robin and Tali there out front.
I'm going to pass.
Okay,
I think I can do it.
No problem. Drago, your turn.
I want to use sleight of hand to open the door in front of me, that Elthir's door.
Okay.
It's disadvantage. That's good, though. 16.
You open the door. The door is open. It's empty.
I run... that's it. That's my end of my go.
Three and a half. Fully your
that Tali's alive.
I will basically. Will I see Drago and hear the noise that is made from going into there? I will basically run to Drago and try and persuade him for the love of God to carry me because he is a lot quicker at running than what I am.
Oh, you've given up. You've actually said he's quicker than you. Yes, roll. We've got a minute.
15.
That passes.
Well, actually, 24, but yeah.
You managed to say to him all the right things, and to be honest, you're about to go into an amazing speech, but it doesn't matter because he's already picked you up and you've got him on his back now. Rob, we're going to pass on your turn just because I feel we need to get this bit done. So I go. You picked him up. What do you want to do?
Athletics jump through the window.
Go for it.
I got a natural one.
Okay, you go to jump out the window. You trip and fall, but Folly goes flying out the window. So Folly's flying out the window at this point. Drago, can you give me a dexterity saving
throw? Wait, is it on my side of the thing?
This is on the Elfin side, which is the back side. You would not be able to see okay. this. You're right. Hold that.
Oh, I thought
that was 10. Okay, yeah, just, it was a 10, I'll give you that, yeah, it was a low one. You manage to pull yourself back out and just literally slip yourself out the window, taking 6 points of bludgeoning damage as you fall. Folly, can you give me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Is this on my side?
No, this is okay. both, they're both right. at the same window.
19.
You manage to deftly somehow flip and land next to your backpack, on the other side of your backpack now, because your window is at the front, this one is at the back. You've just landed on your feet as Drago. Next to you. Basically, what happened was.
Are you okay, Folly? Folly, are you okay?
Drago was kind of holding that front, tripped and fell, and Folly, you fell forward out the window, splat, landed perfectly. Drago tripped, fell over, got himself back up, jumped out the window just as the flames were licking around the corner. We had 7 seconds left. I mean, that's literally where that got to.
Oh, Jesus.
And we are out of this burning building, and as we find ourselves...
Is everyone okay?
Split up.
PG.
In and amongst this building as the flames burst through one of the windows, each of you, individually, or with the person you're stood next to, stand up as the realisation dawns on you that Elfir may have betrayed the party. And that's where we're going to leave it for this week's episode of The Fellowship of the Tabletop. Thank you for joining us on this somber day.
Oh my god, guys, I swear down to the audience, these will up in emotion. Oh god, thank you so much for listening to us. I feel like when I carry Folly, I'm getting flashes to Baby Yoda.
I can't argue with that.
Just think of that full on, like, he's just on my shoulder or something. It's crazy. Thank you very much for listening to us. We love it. We love you all for it. Every single one of you that tunes in every week, making us a part of your everyday week, we appreciate it. We really do. And hell, if for some small reason you want to reciprocate that information, please review us on whatever platform you're listening to us all, or retweet us. We tweet out our episodes every week. If you could take that tweet, retweet it, bounce it around the world, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell the ones you hate, like Elfir. Everyone's good.
Except Elfir.
Except
if there's anyone out there looking for a new player, Will is available to join the table.
Hashtag fuck Elfir.
Also, just on the back of that, if you have any questions about it, we want to run like a Q&A session. I haven't told the guys this, but I want to run like a Q&A session where we ask your questions out to the group and they can answer it in just like kind of a mini episode at some point, which would be really fun to do once we get enough questions. So if you do have anything you want to ask us or individually as players or about the whole world or anything like that, please feel free to fire them our way. We'd really love to hear from you. We'd love to hear your opinions about it all as well. And we'll discuss them at some point in the future, and we'll hashtag name drop you.
Absolutely. DM us at our Twitter page at Fellowship Table, and if you wanted to, for whatever reason, DM us personally, you can. I've just kind of got. Man, I'm knackered. You can follow me, Ian, at iRolled1. You can follow Darren at
DanPedro6.
You can follow Will at Natural. You can follow Danny at
I'm at Natural20 Will.
Nobody cares.
I'm at Total Party Thrills.
You can follow Callum at
TheD20 Gamer.
You can follow Will at
Natural20 Will.
And you can follow our absolutely magnificent beast of a DM. Magnificent is the word. At
hastily rolled DM. Oh
my god. Great sign off.
It's been emotional.
Yeah. Until next time, guys. Farewell!